Can the eloquence and the wisdom of men get in the way of the gospel? Well, you would think so in listening to Paul, the apostle. Let's talk about that today in the Word. Good morning and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and I'm glad you're walking through books of the Bible with us, verse by verse and chapter by chapter. As you already know, we're in 1 Corinthians, but today we begin chapter 2. We're going to address the first 5 verses. If you've not subscribed, be sure and do so. Let yourself be notified by clicking on that bell every time one of our teachings come out. And many of you are sharing it on Facebook. Thank you for doing that, or whatever social media you might be using. I want to begin reading here in verse 1, and this particular subject is not new to Paul already in 1 Corinthians. You see his life and his whole presentation not depending upon his confidence, his own ability, even his ability to speak. Now, some would say that Paul was not an eloquent speaker, that he didn't have that kind of presence. And no doubt, even if he had the ability, he did not depend upon it and present that. We know he could persuade because he'd go in the synagogue and persuade those Pharisees and the leaders of those synagogues in the gospel. But even then, we have to believe he depended upon the power and the testimony of the gospel itself. We already saw that in chapter 1 when he says that Christ did not send him to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And he says, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be of no effect. That's what we read over in chapter 1. And those words have stayed with me, because he's saying that the gospel itself has the innate authority and power to do the work that God wants it to do. It doesn't have to have eloquence. It doesn't have to have words of wisdom or be attractive in our ability to speak. It's the gospel itself, which is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, as he writes to the Romans. Now let's look here in verse 1. Let's read the first 5 verses here in chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul's going back and reminding the Corinthians, because of what he's about to address later in this book, that when he came to them, as we discovered over in Acts chapter 18, when he came to Corinth, he said, when I came to you, even then from the very beginning, I did not come with these persuasive words. He did not come with excellence of speech. Now, it's not that Paul would be against someone speaking well. What he's saying, I did not come depending upon my ability to persuade you through my wonderful speaking. I know I have been preaching now, I guess, over 50 years, and I've done that. I've depended upon my own personality. I've depended upon my ability to speak. I've depended upon my ability to persuade individuals. And I don't know that Paul is saying that we shouldn't speak well. What he's saying is not to depend upon that, though. And I have been guilty of that. And I've also known the difference of what it means to really let the Holy Spirit speak through you and to say, I want to empty out myself, that only Christ, only the gospel will be heard and seen. This is exactly what Paul is saying. He said, when I came to you, he said, I didn't come with the excellence of speech, but I came declaring to you the testimony of God, the whole story of what it's about. Christ coming to this earth, the story of God of redemption. He was sharing the gospel. So he said, I determined. He said, I know. See, Paul knew a lot, but he said, I determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He's saying that was the focus, because he knew that the Greeks loved wisdom. The Jews looked for a sign. He knew that the eloquent speakers drew a crowd. He knew that that's what they were looking for. Once they heard him speak just in plain speaking of the gospel, there might be those who would get up and walk away and not listen. But Paul depended upon the power of God rather than his ability. Because what we use to get people will be what they're drawn to. Rather than the gospel, rather than the transformation. Is it possible when Barna Institute says that 50% of those who gather on weekends in church buildings across America, that 50% of them are not converted? I wonder if it's because they're drawn by something besides the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God. And so he said, I don't want to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Not to know anything means that he did not depend upon his other knowledge. Doesn't mean he didn't know anything, but he said, I don't want to depend upon that. I only want to depend upon that. Why? Because he's emphasizing that's in his weakness. He says, I was with you in weakness and fear and trembling. Those are not words that a lot of people would want you to use. Oh, Paul, you shouldn't say that you were weak. You shouldn't say that you were in fear. You shouldn't say that you are trembling. No, Paul said, that's the truth. Maybe fearful of persecution, fearful of rejection, fearful of being able, could I really carry the gospel adequately? He said, I don't want to depend upon my own self. And in that weakness, he's made strong. So he said, I not only came to focus on the cross and not focus on anything else and not to know anything else but him crucified, but also recognizing I was there when I came. You may not have known that, but I was in weakness. You may not have known that, but I was trembling. You may not have known that, but I was in fear. But out of that, he had the confidence that Christ would be made strong. I've experienced that. I hope you've experienced that. Maybe some people don't have overabundance of confidence and overabundance of personality of persuasion. But I've had that, and I know what it's like to depend upon my own ability to persuade and my own charismatic personality. And I know the difference between that and drawing upon the power of God, a dependency upon him. Now, this is not just for what Paul or a lot of people would call preachers, as he's talking, using the word preaching. This is true for all of us, because every member's a minister, every person's a preacher. And sharing the gospel, you might easily say, I don't know how to do that. I'm not good at talking. Paul would say, that's great. He said, don't depend upon your ability of persuasive words. Just share the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And not only that, he said, I didn't come with persuasive words, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. See, Paul knew if he preached the gospel, the word of God, that God would confirm his word with signs following. That people would not only see the miraculous, but also they would feel the changing power of God in their life. You know, it's one thing to hear eloquence, great orators, but there's other times to feel the power of God transforming us within. That ministers to me. When the anointed word of the pure word is preached, something stirs inside of me. Why is that the case? And why would Paul want to emphasize that? Well, he explains it in that last verse, verse 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If we use men's wisdom, maybe even in our own ability, maybe even in the sense of entertaining, and I don't mean to be boring in our preaching. Please hear me. But not to depend upon that. not to be soulish in our appeal, to try to appeal, but he says, not in the wisdom of men, because we don't want people's faith in the wisdom of men, but we want their faith in the power of God. Wow. Where is the power of God? The power of God is in the gospel. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance, unto victories, wholeness. Everything we need is in the gospel. So he said, if I could just present the gospel clearly, if I will do that and not know anything but Christ among you and him crucified, and not depend upon my confidence, but come in weakness and in fear and in trembling, and trust in the power of God in the gospel, that people's faith would not be in me, Paul was saying in so many words, or not in my ability, not attracted to men, but attracted to God and the power of God. Oh, that's badly needed in the body of Christ. I feel a stir in my heart even as I talk to you. I feel a moment to take a moment here and just pray over the church. Father, I have a burden in my heart as I share this, that the very reality of Christ and the cross be preached and the gospel be clearly demonstrated, that men's wisdom would not be, or men's faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That men's faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We pray that in Jesus' name. Well, may the gospel strengthen you. May you be bold to share the gospel, even you feel like you don't have the ability, because it's not in you. It's in him. Thank you for joining us today in the Word.